Hey, this is Anne, and I just want to send you a message here as we come into the weekend and with Good Friday today. No matter what you're celebrating, what religion that you are in, no matter what spiritual practice you have, I just want to talk today about the significance of some of the stories that are housed inside of religious practices. There's some beautiful stories, and it doesn't matter which religions I engage with friends and have them tell me the stories of their religious practice. There are beautiful stories, how-to stories of creating. So with Easter here in Christianity, we have Jesus Christ who was sent in the form of a human being into a human body, like we come into this realm from the spiritual to the physical. And there was a lot going on at the time. There were people manipulating the rules of religion to control other people, to scare other people, to keep them compliant. Not so unlike what we're experiencing right now in our world. There are groups of people or a small group of people wanting to scare and control groups of people through fear, through creating fear scenarios and lack scenarios and doom and gloom and disruption scenarios. So I want you to be able to see the parallels here in whatever religious teachings that you steep yourself in or spiritual teachings. Because at the highest level, when you are on the highest vibration and you are steeped in your authenticity, the power and joy that you emanate does not attract this kind of dissension, this kind of fighting and this, you know, we're creeping up on another world war. And if you study the cycles of war, we're heading right into a cycle where there's an expected world war coming. And what happens is there are a variety of reasons this could show up. One of the reasons is that the people who fought in the last biggest war, the World War II, most of them have passed away. My dad and a few are left around, but they remember what it was like. And when they were in the majority, there was no way there would be another world war. But now that generation is almost all past. So people who weren't there before, they don't understand what it was like. We're perched on it now, and you can see each war had the technology of the time. The technology of our time is the ability to control and feed the masses information. So it's a psychological warfare. Right now it is. There's some war going on in parts of the world, but the biggest war going on right now is psychological. When Jesus Christ was sent here, there were similar things going on in that the doctrines of spirituality were being twisted and manipulated to control the masses. That's how it's similar. And also, people were forgetting that they were put here with free will to create and that they were created in the likeness. There was so much fear and control. When Jesus came, the stories in the New Testament in Christianity, in the Bible, they are stories that talk about the miracles created and and things that were created, the healing. And if you look at those stories, any one of those stories, you can try that on for size and think about what we're doing in this community. We are setting a vision for what we want. In the stories of the miracles that Jesus walks through the earth and creates with people, there is a vision for what's being created, a powerful vision. And there's a belief, there's a certainty of its possibility. And then there's a navigating to that result and a manifestation of that idea. It's repeated over and over and over in the New Testament. So I would love to know about some of the other stories of creating that are in some of the other religious practices that people in this community have. I have engaged with a large group of people from different spiritual backgrounds and their stories. There are stories of creating, there are stories of being in the likeness of creation, and there are stories of rising above the trivial, the rising above the rhetoric, the static, to get to a layer of truth where there's a oneness with humanity and there's a oneness with our infinity. So I want you to think about this week. I don't want to tax you too much, but I want you to take this opportunity where we're in spring, where up where I live, the leaves aren't quite out yet, but the early bulbs are popping out of the ground and the birds are making nests and they're chirping early in the morning. And you can see certain early trees starting to get their buds. And on the East Coast, you're seeing cherry blossoms. And it's a beautiful time of year where the energy is different. It's a creation energy. So what are you creating? What is your comeback story? What are you working on right now? I want you to really connect with spirit, whether you're walking outside in the woods in the next few days or you're sitting out in the sun. I want you to connect with spirit, whether you are reading into some of the books that you've read that connect you to spirit or the religious practices that you've had or the spiritual practices you've had. And I want you to search for the understandings that perhaps are hidden in stories or in parables, and they're waiting for you to discover and for you to see that it's an ongoing process where we are expanding, creating, and getting out of the quagmire. And the quagmire is fear, doubt, sidetracking, procrastinating, perfectionism. It's all these things that we see repeating over and over. Whatever is going on in society, that can become a big sidetrack for you. And you can forget you're a creator. And you can start fighting against all sorts of things instead of moving towards what you want and impacting the energy that's going towards something greater. The really amazing and powerful thing that's going on right now in society and is going on within you all the time as you're approaching your next level is there's massive amounts of contrast. And the contrast makes you ask for more. So I'm always thankful for the contrast in my life. You get to be thankful for the things that you get to see that you don't want so that you can have a strong asking and vision for what you do want. And I want to encourage you to stay out of the quagmire. If you're getting caught up in feeling like you have no control in the world, focus on what you have control of. Focus on your sphere of influence. Focus on who you can be impactful with today, starting with yourself. So we are in the middle of our event right now. We're in the middle of the comeback story. So I want you to think about what all the contrast that has made you uncomfortable and knowing that you're not satisfied, staying where you've been, and be thankful for that contrast, but don't let yourself stay in it. Use it as a springboard for what could happen next. Sending you big love, happy Easter to those who are celebrating that, happy day to others, and happy celebrations. I know that throughout the year, there's a lot of celebrations that go on, and I just want to send you love and wishes of great family times and enjoyment of your time together. And whatever ideas and contrast is bringing you to your spiritual connectivity with all that is. Sending you love. Have a beautiful day.